amen to Brother Jabin's comments and thank the Lord for the prayer. We hope that you'll continue to utter prayers for us as we stand before you this morning. I want to draw your attention to Daniel chapter 3. If you have your Bibles and want to read along with us. In the third chapter of the book of Daniel, in the 25th verse, the word of the Lord reads, "He answered and said," the he that is spoken about here, this is Nebuchadnezzar speaking, and then the word of the Lord says, "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." If you're here this morning, you probably are aware that approximately 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, lived for 30 years, 33 and a half years, ministered for the last 3.5 years amongst the people of God, was crucified, died, was buried, resurrected, and then ascended to seat on the right hand of God. Scripture teaches that. And again, odds are if you're here this morning, you know that. Scripture also teaches us that, in the words of the Apostle John, in John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word spoken about there is the same word that's in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, when we read, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." That word is the living word, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was born of a virgin approximately 2,000 years ago, lived, came, and died for the sins of his people, and ascended to seat on the right hand of God, didn't mean that he didn't exist until then. He's existed since before the foundation of the world.
That's right.
And because he was born of a virgin 2,000 years ago, came and walked in the appearance of a man and walked amongst the people of God and upon the wicked, walked amongst the wicked back then as well, doesn't mean that nobody ever saw the Son of Man until then. And if the Lord will be with us this morning, I want to look at some of the Old Testament visits from Jesus. Some of the Old Testament visits of Jesus. And I believe what we'll see here in the Old Testament, again, because what took place that I just listed, what took place approximately 2,000 years ago is recorded from the New Testament forward. The events of that day is recorded in the New Testament. But there are some things that took place, there are some events in the Old Testament where people saw the Son of God. And what we'll see through, I pray we'll see, if the Lord will add His blessings to it, is that a lot of the attributes of the character of God are revealed through these sightings, revealed through what they saw. And the first one that I've just read to you here is that we're all familiar, most of us are probably familiar with the three Jewish boys, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. And we're going to work on pronouncing their Jewish names. I'm really kind of stuck on that right now. We all know the names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but those were not their Jewish names. Those were not their godly names. Those were names given to them by the Babylonians. And I'd like to compare it to I'm not against nicknames, if it's a godly nickname. But if you got a nickname for things that you used to do years ago that is not so godly, if you got a nickname in college because you could drink the most whiskey at the fraternity party and everybody nicknamed you Jack Daniels, we wouldn't call you at the house of God Jack Daniels. We'd call you by your real name. We'd have to tell you, you'd have to do away with that. And so we need to work on calling these boys by these names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And what they did was they stood in the face of opposition when everybody else bowed to a golden god that Nebuchadnezzar had made. And if we go back, we could read the events taking place in Daniel chapter 3. Daniel 3, chapter 3, verse 1 tells us that Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And the historical place where we are right here is that there's many of the people of God, the cream of the crop, if you will. Nebuchadnezzar has taken the cream of the crop of the Jewish boys and brought them in to make them conform to his ways, conform them to his ways. And so he made this idol, And what the commands were was that when the people heard the instruments, they were to bow to this image. But here you have three boys that didn't do that. They didn't bow to the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And as a matter of fact, they told him, if we skip on to verse 16, when they're answering to Nebuchadnezzar for their not doing that, we read, and we're going to read the scripture, even though the scripture contains the names. We'll read the names because they're here. I'm just saying we need to encourage each other to use those other ones. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. What they stand before Nebuchadnezzar and they told him was that God is able to deliver us if you throw us in this fiery furnace for not bowing to your God. And, you know, and you say, well, how did they know that they would live? They didn't. But they knew that if they were thrown in there, they were going to be delivered. And if you believe in God's grace and God's mercy, you'll know that even though you stand in opposition in your life, here in this world may be taken, God is still your deliverer. And if he delivers you in death, if he delivers you when you die, he delivers you to your home, your celestial home in heaven. And that's what these boys stood there before Nebuchadnezzar and said, if you throw us in that fire, we believe that God is able to deliver us. We believe in a God that is able to deliver. He delivers his children. Isaiah chapter 59 says, the hand of God is not shortened that he cannot save, and his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. God is able. We worship a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly to his people. And that's what these three boys stood there in the face of this kind of opposition. And I know we've spoken from this chapter before. I pray God that we never see these sort of events again, that the time may come that in order to stand for the truth and to stand for our God, that we will be thrown in a fiery furnace. But I pray to have the courage that these boys do if those times come. These boys stood there and said, we believe in a God that is able to deliver us. And that if you understand what salvation means in Scripture, salvation is deliverance. That's what that is. And we've spoken before, saved from what? We have to ask ourselves, saved from what? Delivered from what? Delivered out of the midst of this fiery furnace. Even if we die when you throw us down in there, the Lord is going to deliver us. And we get to go home and be with Him. To be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. We certainly heard tell of that a lot over the past 2 weeks. Or a lot of really the last week whenever we were down in the loss of my grandmother, a lot of those ministers from that area would come to the line and they told me to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Amen. We believe that. We believe in that attribute of the character of God and that He's a God that delivers. He's a God that saves. And we believe He can. We believe that His hand is not shortened, that He cannot do it. We believe He can. And these boys stood there. And whenever they didn't bow, and the Nebuchadnezzar punished it for it, and they threw them down in that fiery furnace, Scripture says they laced them in clothes. And as a matter of fact, they heated that furnace 7 times hotter than it usually is, and the men that threw them in it vanished up in fire. They burned, the ones who threw them in it burned. And when they threw those three boys down in that fire, Nebuchadnezzar looks down in there, and he says, I see four. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose. I see four. Men loose. How many did he throw in there? He threw three, but he saw four. I'm here to tell you the Lord visits us whenever we need him. And even though you may not see him in his physical purpose and in his physical presence like what Nebuchadnezzar said, he saw.